It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. And that's for the New York, New Jersey metro area with their 50,000 megawatt channel signal. You can get them pretty far out. I think you could even get us Pittsburgh out in the west. I've heard people tell us that they've picked us up in Boston, up in the northeast, and Silver Springs, and the I think even further down towards the south of New York. So it's a very powerful very powerful signal. However, worldwide, we come to you at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And, of course, thank you, New York. Yes, we are consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings, and we appreciate your confidence that we come to you with great advice week in and week out. And, of course, this week is no different. Every single episode covers usually a wide range of topics, but throughout the shows, we come to you on so many categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, leadership, strategic planning, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management. Our guest tonight is going to come at you probably with touch on everything. He is a superstar in the nonprofit world, but I'm going to keep you in suspense just a drop longer. First, I got to give a shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such a critical role in the production of this show week in and week out. Cirilli, Michal, Eliana, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. And a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The New Column in the Jewish Home, which is syndicated nationwide, B-Tank Magazine. We're on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, iTunes, and we have a robust YouTube channel. Tonight's show is going to make it onto that. We have, I think it's nearly 100 separate episodes. It's free. It's a virtual college, and you don't have to pay anything for it. What do you get today for nothing? You can get this for nothing. We certainly hope that you appreciate the value, because sometimes, you know, usually something you get for nothing is worth nothing. But that's not the case here. And it's I got to give a special thank you to all those that reach out to me on a regular basis, giving me feedback about the shows. It is appreciated and noted and helps guide us in the type of material that you're looking for. All past shows are hosted on the platform, MYB Radio. That's where you could pick up the interview I had with Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie; Rachel Krause, vice president of marketing at Westfield World Trade Center; Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield; it's Captain Sully Sullenberger; John Scully, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi; and so many other great guests. They're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, we're going to go to tonight's guest, Josh Przanski. He is the director of development at Ale USA in Canada. JP is affectionately known to many in the audience. I go back with JP a long time. In fact, let me finish first his bio, and then we got to open with our background. JP has nearly 30 years. Oh, what is it? It says here on the paper, nearly. He has over 30 years, over three decades of experience in the nonprofit sector, back from when he graduated, I don't want to say 100 years ago. He's not an old guy, but he's been out there for a while. He's been executive director in a number of organizations. He's worked in the political advocacy space. We're going to talk about that as well. But presently, he is at Ale, and there are many reasons we wanted to get Josh on the show. He has such a great background, and Bottom Line is honored to be servicing Ale. In fact, just recently, we were there in Israel, seeing their work firsthand, in the various locations that they have, and the nearly 1,000 children that they're servicing throughout Israel. And of course, they service many children from around the world. Their footprint happens to be in Israel. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Rabbi Josh Przanski. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Why, thank you, Yitzhak. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here at your studio. I'm waiting a long time to get invited here, so I'm glad you finally brought me on the air. And it's an honor.
Well, First of all, you were on the air together because in 17, when we had our 25th anniversary, you commented about my weight. I didn't forget that, and I didn't forget it that quickly. But yeah, you know, we could. It was a great way of putting it. You said, you know, we're 25 years later, you gained a little weight, but hey, who hasn't?
Don't look at me.
Let's go back, actually, to our first. We did work together 22 years ago. I believe it was 22 years ago, back when you were with Tells Riverdale.
That's correct.
That's a way back, and now it's Cousin Us.
You know, you started. I remember you from the ground floor up.
That's right.
Below the ground floor up.
Bottom Line Marketing Group, which was Bottom Line Design, then we graduated. Our name graduated over the years. Was in the basement.
Yep.
It was in the basement next to the washing machines, one desk. Yes, humble beginnings.
Yes. Now look at you.
Hi, thank you, JP. Hi, it's okay to call you JP?
Sure.
Let's talk about the wonderful organization. We just came back from there. We were flown out together with Cirilli, our video expert, our videographer, and we captured a tremendous amount of footage from the very, very special people that are there, volunteers, executives at the organization, personnel, and they serve. Perhaps you could talk a little bit about the organization as the executive director of it.
Well, as director of development in USA and Canada, I'm new to the organization. I began back in December. It's probably one of the most exciting organizations I've ever worked for. It's probably only one of its kind in the world, if not the only one of its kind. It's probably one of the few that actually do what they do. ALE, spelled A-L-E-H, and you can look them up on ALE.org, is an organization that services the most severely disabled children in Israel, children with severe, some multiple and complex disabilities. And what they do for them from the time they're born, if necessary, and until they grow old, is really provide a home for them, provide a service for them. It's an educational facility. It's a rehabilitative facility. And it's also a medical facility. It has three different types of services that it provides for the community, for those children. And when we say it's providing, it's not only for those children, it's for their parents, their grandparents, their siblings, their community. It's really taking care of these children the way very few people can, and that's what makes it so special in Israel. It's a household name.
Now, I've heard that, I mean, it's so unfortunate, but, you know, as humans, we have to take care of everyone, and our heart goes out for everyone, that the Israeli government has different categories for the severity of a disability. And ALE services the most extreme. Can you explain that?
Yes, it's the most extreme, most extremely disabled, the lowest functioning of children. These are children, many who can't speak, many who can't walk. And ALE is there to provide new means of communication for them, to teach them how to communicate even if they can't speak, to teach them how to move even if they can't walk. And providing those services for them and doing it so well, growing from a little organization started by a few parents in 1982 with maybe 8 to 10 children at most, to an organization that now services on a daily basis 800 residents, 800 people, I should say, 400 who live and reside in one of the four facilities, and another 400 who come back and forth every day. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. The scope, the size of it is phenomenal, and to see it firsthand is an eye-opener. It's something many of us have not seen. And, you know, you might walk in there and be a little nervous at first seeing what you see. It is, you know, to a certain extent, a little sad to see children in that position. Yeah. But when you spend some time there and you see how they are striving to do what they can, these kids who have every reason to give up, right, if they so desired, they didn't ask to be created this way. But this is the way it is. They try their best, their utmost, with the help of the staff, with the help of over 1,000 volunteers a year, to figure out a way how to become more functional. And it's been very successful. In fact, if you go to our website, you'll see that just a few weeks ago during the Jerusalem Marathon, there were kids that were actually running, and they do this every year. There's a special track for the kids at ALE who are, with the help of the Israeli police force who trains with them, with the help of our staff and volunteers, who actually somehow get from point A to point B, whether they walk, whether they're in a wheelchair, whatever it may be. The chizuk, the strength that people get from that is fantastic. And And that's what Allah is all about.
Moving along, and really the primary reason that we wanted to have you on the show, because let's face it, week in and week out, we speak with CEOs and C-level executives from the corporate world. But I do get requests all the time for stars in the nonprofit world. And JP, you've been, again, for over three decades out there in a variety of positions. So we want to discuss now, again, for those in the corporate world, there'll be great advice here as well. But if it's okay, I'm going to ask you a variety of questions that really tap in to and really leverage your knowledge that you've had from the variety of positions that you've had over the years.
Well, I'd be privileged and honored to do so. As you said at the beginning of your show, this is free education.
Yeah, it is.
And you get what you pay for. Okay. So go ahead.
Oh, no. I said, don't put yourself down, JP. He has a great sense of humor, guys. So,
no, okay. Not me.
All right. Let's talk about relationships. Now, that's a wide question because you've worked in the political circles. You've worked in the nonprofit circles. You've done some work in the corporate circles as well. How important is it, and I'm going to add, I'm going to compound the importance of the question, especially in today's world where people think it's just all about Instagram and Facebook and all that. How important is it to build solid relationships?
It's all about relationships. Whatever business you're in, whether you're in the for-profit, not-for-profit, it's all about relationships. My position, for instance, as a development director of development, getting a person or convincing a person to partner with you in whatever organization it might be, it doesn't make a difference. It all boils down to the type of relationship you have with them. There are so many people looking for the same thing. The same as a salesperson. You know, a person could sell a product, but, you know, he goes to a store and tries to sell something to the manager. That manager has hundreds of salespeople knocking on his door every day trying to sell a product. So you can't carry all the products. Which ones do you carry? And that'll probably be with the guy the men or women who are selling to him that have the best relationship with that manager. Same thing with a donor. A lot of people looking to, you know,
to solicit
a contribution from a donor.
Right.
So who does the donor give to? The donor doesn't have an infinite
bank account.
Bank account, right? They can only do so much.
Right.
So it's those who have a relationship with them. And it all boils down. In fact, yesterday I was meeting with somebody, a CEO of a foundation. Not going to say which one.
Of course.
And that person told me very clearly, I said, how do you choose which organizations you fund? Mm-hmm. And the person told me, I'm not even going to say the gender of the person. The person told me relationships. Four times over that conversation yesterday, the person said relationship, relationship, relationship. Those who we have a relationship with will support. Those we don't, unfortunately, we can't. So I think it's the utmost importance for any person trying to do anything is to have a relationship with them.
My guest this evening is Rabbi Josh Brzezinski, affectionately known as JP. He is the Director of Development at Aleh USA in Canada. To find out more information about the organization, Aleh, A-L-E-H. .org.
Correct.
That's right. And certainly for anyone in the nonprofit space, this show is for you. Corporate, you'll learn a thing or two as well, but we're going to go at it from a variety of different angles because JP is an old buddy. Not old, but a buddy for a long time.
Debatable.
We're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, more with JP here on 77 WABC.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. I neglected to mention in the opening part of the show, we do have a giveaway this week. The giveaway is the book by our guest from last week, A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia. A Climb to the Top, Communication and Leadership Tactics to Take Your Career to New Heights. All you have to do is text over the letters MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover autographed copy from Chuck's book, A Climb to the Top, Communication and Leadership Tactics to Take Your Career to New Heights. And in case you missed last week's show, just head to the archives, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, my guest this evening is Josh Brzezinski, Rabbi Josh Brzezinski, Director of Development at Aleh USA in Canada. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Again, it's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you. Well, in the previous segment, we talked about relationships. Let's talk about advocacy. Well, you know what? I want to change it around. Advocacy is more on the political side. We'll get to that in a bit. But advocating, so you talked about relationships, and it's important to build relationships and to communicate and connect with relationships. That's all true. But how passionate does someone have to be? If someone, let me ask you this way. If you have a nonprofit executive director, and he's advocating on behalf of an organization, but, you know, he's presenting the information, but he's not, he doesn't have it in his bones. Can he be successful?
You go anywhere. You go to buy a suit in a store, and the salesman talks to you in a monotone versus going to another store where the salesman is saying, you look wonderful. You look, oh, this is beautiful on you. Oh, hold on. I think that's even better for you. Obviously, you're going to go to the guy that entertains you more and is more passionate about selling your suits, you know, selling you a suit. Same way with advocacy. I'll tell you a story. When I was in Trenton, I remember one year we were advocating for nursing aid for non-public schools. Mm-hmm. How was it? Was at a low mark, and we needed to get the money, you know, the mm-hmm. state to give more money for it because that was only the fair thing to do. And no matter how hard we advocated for it personally, wasn't moving anybody. Mm. So we decided to bring a parent who had a kid with a disability. I think the child had diabetes or some mm-hmm. severe allergic reaction to right. certain foods, and we brought her down to meet with her state senator. And she walks into the office, and she starts crying. Mm. He says, why are you crying? He says, because what's going to happen if something happens to my child and nobody's in the school to save her? Mm. There's no nurse on staff at that time because the school doesn't have the funds to pay for it, and the state didn't give the money. And he was so moved after hearing that, that they raised the price in that year's budget. Wow. And that's what moves people. I had a friend, a colleague in one of the organizations I worked at, who had a sign on his office door, logic doesn't move people, emotion does. You can make all the logical arguments in the world for anything. That's not going to move a person to whatever, give a contribution, vote a bill, or buy a suit. But when you're emotionally attached to something and you show emotion and it's an emotional issue, it makes all the difference in the world.
If it's okay, we're actually now going to move to advocacy from the political side. You've had a lot of experience. You've worked for a number of organizations and appealing to government to do the right thing on behalf of a variety of causes. talk about advocacy. Now, this really comes back to relationships as well, but building a case before an elected official, whether it's to get government funds, whether it's to get permits, whatever the case is, how does one even go about doing that advocacy?
I think one of the biggest issues that people face when it comes to advocacy is that they are not involved at all with their elected officials. I would venture to say that 70% of the people don't even know who their elected officials are. So step one would be find out who is actually representing you in whichever state, in whichever state house or city, wherever you live. Number two, they don't bite. In fact, they're paid for by with your tax dollars. Go to their office, knock on their door, and if you have an issue, make it known to them. If you can't go to their office, go to a hearing one night. Most city councils meet at least once or twice a month. If it's on the city level, on the state level, they have hearings all the time. If there's an issue that a bill is up over and it's something that you're interested in, go down there and testify. It doesn't cost anything to testify. I think people have to stop the fear of talking to their elected officials. They're just as normal as you.
I mean, they're just as approachable.
They're just as approachable as everybody else. I was just down with an organization in Washington a few weeks ago. There were 18,000 people there advocating, meeting with their elected officials. It's not a big deal. You could do it. And I think once the elected official hears from a constituent, it makes a world of a difference than just a whole bunch of people sending emails that don't even live in the district or what have you. They have to hear from their constituents what matters to them. And there's a ratio of every person that comes to meet with them, how many people is that person actually representing besides themselves. And that moves an elected official to do stuff because they want to be reelected. They want to make sure the constituents put them back in. Because if you're spending more time worried about global affairs, then you look at what happened to one of the highest-ranking congressmen last year, Joe Crowley, who lost his seat.
Lost his seat.
Because he was busy in Washington, and obviously he wasn't busy enough in his district. And his opponent won. So, these are things that are important. Get in their face. Let them know what's important to you. Do it respectfully. Advocate for your cause, whatever your cause might be. And you'll see more movement than you would have predicted beforehand or is probably not happening beforehand. Just as an aside, every legislature, for instance, has thousands of bills that come before it in their session.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously can't address every bill that comes up. Most of them don't see the light of day. But if it's important to you, and you have you advocate and your friends advocate, obviously they'll pay more attention to it.
It's very interesting you're pointing out how approachable they are because, here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, we've done a number of political campaigns, some very successful ones, Bloomberg for mayor, Bob Turner for Congress, a big upset. And I know for a fact that they are approachable, but for some reason out on the street, people just don't realize that, you could talk to them and you can move the needle, but... And unfortunately, the adverse is true, is that those that make noise and come to them, they're the ones that go places and get things done. My question now is the importance of voting. You have a familiarity. There are a lot of people out there that just don't get it, which is why voter turnout is very low as opposed to in Israel or other countries where it's very high. How important is every single individual's vote?
Well, I think many people believe that the only election they need to vote in is a presidential election. And they forget that every 2 years Congress is running, every 6 years the Senate is running in your district, in your state, what have you, in your local council or what have you, the mayor, the council people are always running for office. And they always have to be reelected. Those who don't go out to vote will see the repercussions of their actions because then you'll have special interest groups that go out and do vote. And when there's a low turnout, they're bringing out the votes and their person wins, even though their person might have nothing to do with anything in your district. Right. Right. But because the special interests come out, they get their people in. And you should know that every elected official knows who votes. It's all public record. They might not know who you vote for.
But they know that you vote. Thank God
they don't know that yet. But they know that you vote. And they go through the list. And believe you me, if you call up and you have a pothole in front of your house, in the street in front of your house, the first thing they do when you call his office to get some help is they look and see if you voted. If you did not vote, you're still going to have that pothole for a long time because they're going to fill the pothole the guy around the corner that voted. So it's so important from every level for a person to go out and vote. I can't stress it enough.
I just want to share a story that happened to me. A couple of years ago, there was an issue that had to be taken care of in the neighborhood, and I called my local council member. fine. And I added, because I'm familiar with the whole political process and I never miss an election, so I added, I said, you know, here's the issue. And then at the end, towards the, when I was finishing up explaining the issue, I said, and by the way, I'm a super prime voter. I added those words. Okay. Sure enough, the person was, was a little, they wanted to try to hide what they were about to do. But they said, oh, okay, thank you. Let me look into this. Can you hold for a moment? Okay. They came back on the phone in around 30 seconds and said, yes, Mr. Saflis, we're going to work on the issue and everything. It's not a question to me that they put me on hold. They checked their database. They say, wow, this person always voted. We better take care of him.
Yeah, what a shock.
But it was amazing that they like put me on hold. They didn't say, oh, we want to check your voting records. They were like, oh, okay, let me just check with the, check with someone. Let me get right back to you. You know, but within 30 seconds, they were like, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, of course, the person turned around and said, hey, Saflis is on the phone. Check him out.
We have a lot to cover, especially for those in the nonprofit world. My guest this evening is Rabbi J.P., Rabbi Josh Pruzanski of Aleh, A-L-E-H.org. Before we go to a break, I just want to mention and remind the listeners, our giveaway tonight is the book by Chuck Garcia, who was last week's guest here on Mind Your Business, A Climb to the Top. A hardcover autographed book can be yours by sending a text to 64600. Put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. That simple. Send the letters MYB. Text it over to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover autographed copy of A Climb to the Top. Good luck. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Special shout out to all those that send me emails or stop me on the street and give me feedback about the show. It's appreciated. And that, drives us. Hey, we're all, Josh, my guest this evening spoke about it, relationships. And you know what? That's building relationships. JP, Rabbi Josh Pruzanski, the Director of Development for Aleh U.S. and Canada. You can find out more about this wonderful organization by going to Aleh, A-L-E-H.org. We can test. We could hear a bottom line. We could testify about their amazing work. We do work for them. We actually, myself and the videographer on the team, flew to Israel a number of weeks ago in order to capture footage and see their work firsthand. A very, very special experience. And you'll be seeing their videos coming out in the coming days that features the great work that they do. Rabbi, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, thank you, by the way, for granting me ordination.
Let me ask you like this. Again, there are many executive directors, director of development for a variety of, you know, many organizations out in the community and beyond. How important is it for someone when they're coming in front of a donor or they're presenting in front of a committee to really be clear about what the organization is about what their, you know, what their core story is? That's what it's known in the corporate world. How important is it for someone who's presenting to have that down pat?
Well, I think it's of the utmost importance. A person needs to know what they're talking about. Whether you're going in front of a committee or advocating for something, they're going to question you. And you better know what to answer. And your answer better be accurate, because if they find out that you're not accurate, then you have absolutely, they have no trust in you, and they will not rely on you for anything. Same thing when you're, you know, in my position now as director of development. When you go to a person, you try to sell your organization or, you know, try to entice them to partner with you, you have to know exactly what's going on in your organization. You can't fluff. You can't create something that doesn't exist and say this is what we are when in reality you're not, because people will realize it. They'll find out down the road, and they will lose all trust in you. Everything is trust. Just like relationships are key, so mm-hmm. is trust. If they can't trust you, then you have an issue.
Now, here's a question that I love asking people that are on the front lines of fundraising. How, and I'm sorry if it sounds so simplistic, but it's just, how important is it to be a great listener?
Listening is probably more important than talking. I've gone to several sessions and seminars with a great man, Jerry Panis, who passed away recently. He was like the king of the fundraisers.
Right, Gerald Panis.
Gerald Panis. He used to teach one of his courses, and they still deliver that course, is listening the gift. How to sit back and just listen. You make your pitch, you speak for 25% of the time, and the other 75% of the time is listening to the person you're talking to. Hear what they have to say. Hear what type of projects they want to support. Hear about what's important to them. Because if you know what's important to them, then you can make your pitch according to what they want. But if you're going to spend the whole time saying, I this, I that, mm-hmm. and I want this and I want that, that might not touch a person. So listening the gift is probably the most important skill that one must have in my position in the field of development, but any field. I mean, listen, when you talk about advocacy, I keep on going back to advocacy. Or I should say you keep on going back to advocacy.
Right, right.
Advocacy is the same thing as development, right? One, you're developing a person who you want to partner with you in your organization versus you're dealing with the representative that you want to partner with you for whatever your interest is. And you really have to listen to what's important to them. If you're going to talk to them about one issue – and they want to talk about another issue, and if you don't respond and somehow tailor your issue to fit their issue, you're not going to get what you want. And so people have to understand that. Once you build a relationship, I would say is step A. Step two, step B mm-hmm. is trust. And step C is listening to what the other person is interested in order to make it work.
Let's talk about compromise, okay? Because you're representing an organization and you're discussing, let's say, a $100,000 gift, and you know they're on board, but they have a different set of numbers that they want to want you to meet at. Do you encourage? Do you recommend that people are willing to compromise and be flexible, or should they stand firm on their gift? What's your take on that?
That's a great question, because there is no answer to that. Depends who you're talking to and how you know deep your relationship is with that person. And if you had success before moving the needle with a person, certain people, you can hold your ground, you know. And first thing I learned, it's funny, when I was at a different organization, and I met with my boss, and we met with somebody who was a master fundraiser in one of the large Jewish organizations. Mm-hmm. And we met him at a coffee shop, and he says, I'm going to teach you the key to fundraising. He says, you talk, You go, I'm on radio.
Okay.
So cover your mouth like this. And then he took his ears and flipped them out and says, listen.
Wow.
Right?
Just like you mentioned before.
That is of utmost importance. So, again, to move a person beyond where they want to go means you're not listening to them because, you know, you have to hear as to how far they want. Say your project doesn't appeal to them, right?
Right.
So you're gonna wait him out? He's not going to give you the check right. at the end of the right. day. So you want to work in a way to compromise. Okay, so this doesn't work. Or maybe this project doesn't work for you. And then retract what you're trying to do and find another project that does work for him. You know, you can compromise. Maybe it doesn't pay to compromise. Maybe it pays to say, okay, let's scrap this and find something else that does work for you.
I'm going to ask you another tough question because, again, you've been out in the field for many years, and this is a question that's on the mind of virtually every executive director, every director of development, and that is the art of patience. Is there some type of timetable that someone who's fundraising has to realize that it will take from the minute that you start a relationship until the minute that you secure a large gift?
Oh. That's another thing. People who are desperate get $100 bills, right? Say I'm director of development, right? Developing, the core word of development, the root of the word is to develop somebody, right?
Right.
Not just to say, okay, I'll meet you. Hi, how are you? I'm Josh. I'm here for X, Y, and Z. Can I ask you for a $1,000 gift? Yeah, you get $100 and you walk out the door. My job is to sit with that person as long as it takes, not in that specific meeting, mm-hmm. but over the course of time and work that person. Work the relationship, build the trust, find out what appeals to that person. That could take 6 months, it could take a year, it could take 2 years. Mm. I've seen some gifts that have taken even longer than that. And you have to be patient, and you have to work it until everybody's satisfied. So you want the person that gives you a gift to be the happiest person in the world. Right. You want them to say, I want to give you this gift. I'm happy. You have changed my life. It's transformational. I'm going to give you $1 million because this is going to transform my life because I'm transforming or I'm helping the lives of X. It could be kids in LA. It could be a school. It could be a zoo. It could be whatever it is. I'm doing something that's making a difference. And that person has, when he writes that check or she writes that check, they have to be the happiest person in the world. If it takes more time, it takes more time. But at the end of that day, you can go back to that person afterwards and ask them again. But if you go to a person and you force them and you twist their arm and you get them, you need it right away, it's an emergency, it's this, it's that, and you'll get your one-time gift, hopefully.
Right.
But that'll be a one-time gift. Mm. And is that what you want to do? You want a one-time gift? You want to have a person is going to be with you forever.
Such important advice. I mean, even for salespeople, if it's just a one-off sale, then big deal is, you know, go after. But otherwise, build a like you said, development. Develop and develop the relationship. Correct. My guest this evening is JP, Josh Brzezinski. Our giveaway tonight is the book by Chuck Garcia. Chuck Garcia is known to our listeners. He was on the show just last Sunday night. His book, A Climb to the Top, Communication and Leadership Tactics to Take Your Career to New Heights, can be yours. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of A Climb to the Top. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia. Good luck. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had. And now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. Our giveaway this evening is the book by Chuck Garcia. He was a guest here last week, a great show. His book, A Climb to the Top, Communication and Leadership Tactics to Take Your Career to New Heights, can be yours. It's going to go to one lucky listener. Of course, it's available on Amazon and at bookstores nationwide. But one lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of the book, A Climb to the Top. All you have to do is text over the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. That simple. Text it over to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win the new book. It's not so new, but a couple years old, still feels like new. But of course, this is a new mint condition copy here. Hardcover edition, A Climb to the Top, Communication and Leadership Tactics to Take Your Career to New Heights by Chuck Garcia. Good luck. My guest this evening is JP, Josh Przanski. We go back many, many years. We worked together back in, 95, 96?
It was a different century.
A different century, a different millennia.
Correct.
Wow, we've been working together over the years, and he's someone that we just have a great relationship and I know has a world of advice to share, and that's why we wanted him on the show. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Again, it's an honor and a privilege to be here with you tonight.
Thank you,
and
JP.
Your listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's why we're in the top 10 in New York AM radio, because we have such great guests week in and week out. Josh Przanski is the Director of Development at Alea USA in Canada. To find out more information, Alea, A-L-E-A, E-L, A-L-E-H, there we go, A-L-E-H, four letters, .org. And the great work, perhaps, again, you could just share, in case someone just tuned in, perhaps you could share in a minute or two the great work that Alea does.
It's just a fantastic organization. It's really making the difference in lives of technically thousands of people throughout Israel and throughout the world who can't get the services they provide. The services they provide are quite clear. It's for children who are severely disabled, who need rehabilitative help and therapies. They need special education. They require medical care. It could be one of those three, two of those three, or three of those three. Alea provides that for right now close to 800 children. Mm. Throughout the land of Israel. Plus, there are people that come from all over the world. There are children there from South Africa, from Russia, from England, even some from America, that really require their services. They are spectacular. What it does is such a good thing. It's such a good deed. It's for children who can't talk, who can't walk. Some of them anyway. I shouldn't say all of them, but some of them can't talk and can't walk. And it's just helping them communicate. It's helping them be mobile. It's letting them reach their potential, letting them know that they are part of the society just like everyone else. It's not their choice that they're like this, but they shouldn't be any different than any other child. And that's what Alea does.
I'm going to share something that I found fascinating when I was there with the videographer from Bottom Line Marketing Group. We ran into an individual from Alaska who has a number of children that are severely disabled. He flies in every year to Israel. He goes straight to Alea in order to learn the latest techniques that they, and because Alej is on the front lines of working with severely disabled individuals, and he flies there from Alaska. I don't even think you can't get a direct flight from Anchorage. You can't even get it. He's got to make stopovers. He flies through Europe, the whole thing. He gets to Israel. He spends like 2-3 days. He learns about the latest technology and the latest therapies that they have for these children, and then he flies back right straight back home to know how to service his own children better.
It's fantastic. And you see the results. The kids are really, you know, they're doing the best they can. There are smiles there. That's what I noticed more than anything else, the smiles on their faces, the smiles on the people who work there, and the smiles on the faces of volunteers who all love the environment, because these kids give you so much strength that they can overcome their disabilities. It's unbelievable. So it's great.
Josh,
thank you.
Let's talk about the theme in the world of fundraising. And again, from your experience of being in this field for over 3 decades, how important is persistence, right? Right. We've heard if you at first you don't succeed, try and try and try again. How important is that to be for someone in the fundraising world to have that wired into their genes?
If you take rejection and you take it seriously and you take it personally, you won't succeed in this field, because sometimes a person will actually say no. In fact, a lot of times a person will actually say no to you when you're trying to get them on board. But a no doesn't necessarily mean it's a no. It's a no today. Tomorrow, maybe the financial situation is better. Maybe the project you're trying to sell them is not the project they want to fund, but they'll fund something else. Maybe it's just that day was a bad day in the office and they just couldn't, get themselves to partner with you. Don't take a no seriously. You thank the person for their time and you go back. And maybe the second time the answer is no again, but hopefully by the third time you're starting to develop this relation to the extent where the person will understand that, this is something special to you. And if you have that relationship, like we said before, relationships are key, then that's something I want to fund. I trust you. I believe in what you're trying to sell me is the right thing. It's transformational to me, and I'll support you. And maybe after the first two attempts, you hit a strike, get a strike both times, but the third time you won't strike out. You'll hit.
A recent guest that we had on the show, Beth Comstock, former vice chair at GE, CMO at GE. We hope to have her back in the coming weeks. She said, "No is not yet." No, it's not nice. She wasn't talking about fundraising, but from her perspective, but it's still the same advice that JP is mentioning.
No is not correct. And just be pleasant about it. Be respectful about it. Don't get upset. Don't argue. You take the no and you say, "I'll be back again. Thank you so much for your time."
You say that? You say, "I'll be back again?"
You say, "Oh, I'd like to talk to you again." Yeah. I said, "Do you mind if I reach out to you in a few weeks from now?" And the person will probably say, "Sure, go ahead."
Now, I'm going to ask this question knowing that you have a great sense of humor and that, you know how to handle life as it comes at you. But let's face it, when you get rejected, it does not feel good, right? You get dejected by getting rejected. How does someone pick themselves up and to say, I should really continue going at it? The person told me no. He told me no twice already. How do you gain the stamina to be like the Energizer Bunny and just go at it again?
You want to make the all-star team in baseball, you have to hit 3 out of every 10 times you're at bat, which means 7 times you're either made out, you struck out, however, you didn't get a hit, right? You want to be a successful basketball player, you want to shoot from the 3-point range. If you hit 40%, you're doing great. You're not always, in any field, in any profession, you're not always going to get what you want the first time you tried. And you're not going to get what you want sometimes even the second time you try it. But if you don't continue trying, you're never going to get what you want to get. If you don't get back up at the plate with your bat, you're never going to get a hit, right? So you have to try. Sometimes the answer is, sometimes people will never give you a penny. Okay, you figure that out after a while that, maybe this
in the wrong field.
No. This lead's not going anywhere. It doesn't mean you don't stop. It doesn't mean you give up your career because of it. You just got to find the right people. Maybe you're looking at the wrong people. It's important, like any other field, to have mentors to talk to, people who are also in the profession, to ask for advice. What do they do? Go to seminars, learn the new techniques, different techniques. This is a continuously growing and changing industry. Today's millennials are far different than yesterday's philanthropists. Yesterday's philanthropists gave for the cause. Today, people have different needs. different wants. So you got to continuously change with the times. Your pitch with a person who's 60 years old is a whole different pitch than a person who gives 30 years old. They both might be millionaires, but you have to talk to them in different ways. If you're talking to the 30-year-old like you're talking to a 60-year-old, you're going to get rejected. So you got to learn how to talk to a 30-year-old. Same way, if you talk to a 60-year-old like you're talking to a 30-year-old, he's going to reject you. So it's constantly evolving. It's different. And if you're facing, you know, you're getting a lot of no's, then perhaps you have to change your pitch.
Mm. Now, you know, you talked about a variety of different ranges in terms of millennials and seniors. Not that you're an old-time guy, but you do have life experience. And I would love to ask you the question. And again, every single week we speak with executives and people share advice from their perch, from their, you know, from their vantage point of life. You've been involved in not politics, but in interacting with elected officials on advocacy. You've been involved with the nonprofit world. You've done corporate work. How important is it for someone to kind of take life in stride and be open to different opportunities as they come up?
First thing is, don't take things personally. The biggest problem people face, and I faced it when I was younger. I reacted that way when I was younger. I took things personally. Understand that, you know, it's not about you. If you think it's about you, then you're in trouble. It's not about you. And not every relationship, not every job is going to work out the way you want it to work out. Not every situation is going to work out the way you want it to work out. But how you respond to those situations is going to define you as a person and how successful you will be in the future. I always found the best way is to be pleasant to people, to be nice to people. Don't argue. You're never going to win anyway. Do things in a pleasant way. And if it doesn't work out, you move on to the next step, and you do it there in a pleasant way. If that doesn't work out, you do it the same way at the next place. But I can tell you from relationships I've had, from being pleasant with people, mm-hmm. and I try, you know, it's a trait I got from my parents and my grandmother, who was in the retail business. I always watched her. She used to have a flock of people come into her store, and they were just schmoozers, like, you know, seeing a social worker. I said, you're in the wrong business. And people just line up and just schmooze her. She would sit there and smile, stand there and smile. She was on her feet all day, smiling and schmoozing with them. But you know what? People would do whatever she asked them for. Because at the end of the day, you know, you have that relationship, people will do things for you. I can walk into stores where I've had relationships with the guy who unpacks the dairy products. Just today, I said, you don't have a certain product. When you're getting some, getting time, I said, I have to go to interview right now. He said, what do you need? I'll put it away for you. I didn't have to ask for it.
That's a relationship.
They like you. You're friendly. I'll do you a favor, and you do favors for them. That's how people build themselves up. And if they take things in a negative way and they react in negative ways and you burn your bridges, you know, you're just going to suffer the consequences later on. So just be nice. Be happy. Let it roll off your shoulders and understand that it's not you. As long as you realize it's not you, then, you know, just keep on going.
Now, from dealing with you for years, I know that you're a religious man, and we all realize that there is a higher authority. You know, famous Hebrew National ad, right? We answer to a higher authority. How do you see that play out in your day-to-day work?
I think it plays out every day. However you do things, if you see things happening that you didn't expect, I mean, the way I look at it, it's not just coincidental. It's from a higher authority. Mm-hmm. You know, when you expect to get X and you get Y, which is more than X, then that's a higher authority. That even X would be from the higher authority, but you realize it more with Y. It's whatever you do in life. If you understand, you got to do whatever you can possibly do, but the results are not driven by you. Because, again, you're not the other person. Just like when I was in advocacy, I could advocate from today to tomorrow, make every argument be as pleasant as possible, be nice as possible, have the best relationships, the trust and everything else. But if that senator or that governor is going to have a fight with the other party and then decide he's not going to fulfill the deal that he had with you, right, or whatever it might be, that's beyond you. You don't sign the bills. You don't veto the bills. You don't vote. Same thing when you meet people for money. You're not writing their check. You don't have their checkbook. It's not about you. Again, it's a higher authority. It's your friends. It's your people you deal with on a daily basis. It's the way you deal with people. That's the way to success.
Before I get to my last question, I want to remind the listeners our giveaway this evening is the book A Climb to the Top, Communication and Leadership Tactics to Take Your Career to New Heights. All you have to do is text over, one lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia, a hardcover autographed copy. And by the way, a shout out to Dave Lunzer. Dave Lunzer won Lead, Sell, or Get Out of the Way by Ron Carr. Yes, they're real winners for these real books. Good luck. Our last question to Rabbi Josh Prozansky. JP, what advice, what takeaway could you share in roughly 60 seconds with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Well, I just thought I did it.
Just like that.
Just be nice.
Just enjoy. Be nice.
Just be nice. Again, when it comes to this, to life experience, just roll with the punches. Don't let people get you down. The bottom line is
Thank you for the shout out.
It is my pleasure. Don't let people get you down. Do the best you can, and you do it with a smile. You will succeed. And I wish you all the very best of luck.
What a special edition of Mind Your Business. That was Rabbi Josh Prozansky, Director of Development at Ale USA in Canada. You can find more information about Ale, ALEH.org, ALEH.org. Well, that wraps up another edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.